Hear you nothing that I say? You must unlearn what you have learned.
All right, I'll give it a try.
No, try not. Do or do not. There is no try.
You went full retard, man. Never go full retard.
But now, thanks to the consumer of terrestrial entities, I have been woken!
The second tip is go to bed early, you doofus. Because when you're sleeping, there's no lonely times. It's just dreams.
You have been kicked in the testicles.
Hey, Wendy.
Yeah?
Stan says you're a cunt. You're a cunt. Stan says you're a cunt.
Well, tell Stan to fuck off!
You're a continuing source of inspiration to him.
Human spider, that's it? That's the best you got?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
I need two men on this. That's what she said.
Oh! I killed it!
Welcome to this week's edition of Comic Cancuzzi, coming at you from Studio C.
This is officially Studio C, Rob.
We're coming out
Robbie,
from Robbie's...
Need to talk closer into the mic.
Robbie's basement. Just kidding, it's his kitchen. But we can all look at each other. Right.
This podcast, dude, can already tell is going to suck.
It's going to be great.
You have the only pair of headphones on.
Yeah.
And the echoes from the kitchen, you can hear them.
I can hear all of you great.
Sounds good.
You all sound good.
I hear it, and it sounds fine.
Thank you. Thank you. I can adjust everybody's levels. Everything is going to work out great.
Cool.
So we had a great night watching 4 hours of Monday Night Raw, 25th anniversary.
I only had to watch 3 hours, and I'm really happy because it sucked.
I don't know what we were thinking by doing that.
Yeah, I don't know. It was not good.
It was definitely a wait for Hulu.
Yeah. Definitely. The highlights would have been there.
The highlights were the Hardee's commercials?
Yeah, Cole, we were digging on those Hardee's commercials. Why don't you like Hardee's?
I like Hardee's. I don't need you to point at the TV every time a fucking commercial comes on for Hardee's.
Now, my next question is, Robbie, we ate a lot today. As Uncle Dad would say, we're going to need two buttholes to crap it all out.
We sure did.
How many calories do we... I don't even want to think about it. How many calories do we consume today?
Like 4,000.
Couple thousand, yeah.
It was easily a lot.
We started off at Kroll's.
Okay.
We had some pancakes and some sausage. And
there
some
you go.
Country fried steak with gravy all over it. All
right. 2,500.
Easy?
Think
yeah.
So? Okay.
How many pancakes?
Just two.
Just two.
I want a diet. We're not good. Okay, and then we went to Burger King.
Took our talents over to Burger King.
Burger King, okay.
Took our talents over to Burger King.
All right, there's 1,000.
Oh, I don't... Well, wait there. Okay. So Uncle Taylor had a Whopper, a chicken sandwich, French fries, and a Coke.
Robbie had a Bacon King, which is two patties.
Yeah.
Like 6 strips of bacon. And medium fry.
All right.
And a milkshake.
Okay.
And a pop.
All right, let's say you're both...
You had a milkshake and a pop.
4,500.
And you guys still eat pizza tonight.
We didn't want to. Austin's
you
goal.
You still did,
oh,
though.
Wait, you,
you didn't
tonight.
Want to eat it,
yeah,
but
well,
you still
Austin's,
did.
Austin's in front of me. I mean, yeah, yeah. I'm not
exactly.
An
I mean, we're not going to waste food, goddammit.
Oh, all right, so 7,000.
So,
but still, the crust pizza, too. Like, not even like pan crust. It was stuffed crust and breadsticks.
So, but my question is, if somebody asks you, what do you want to eat? And you're like, I don't want anything. I'm not hungry. But he orders 2 pizzas anyway. I mean, I'm not going to be a dick and not take the pizza.
No, that'd be a dick
I
move.
Didn't eat any of the pizza. And you don't want to know why? Because I had just eaten before I got here and I wasn't hungry.
You're a stronger man than I, Cole.
Oh, my God.
I'm so full. I don't feel good. I'm all out of my heartburn medication. I'm going to die tonight.
And you look like shit.
I got
thank you.
Yeah.
Greasy. I'm just not feeling it. Trying to drink water just to, like, get it out of my system.
Force the shit out of your system. Just force it down.
All right. Yeah. So what happened on Raw tonight? Vince McMahon came out and got...
stunned.
He talked shit, and then Stone Cold came out and kicked his ass.
Didn't say anything.
Didn't just say anything. And then
ass.
What happened with Roman Reigns... lost to The Miz, so The Miz is new the new Intercontinental title, and that was probably the highlight of the show. And the show is all downhill from there.
Yeah, and then it was just clips of like...
People. Oh, there was a women's match that they had two commercial interruptions for. It was a bad match, and then the match was full of commercial interruptions.
There was a lot of commercials. I forgot how many goddamn commercials there were during Raw.
Yeah.
That's
Thank
a,
you, Hulu.
I'm definitely...
cut through all the bullshit. I mean, you know, like...
Oh, my God.
The only things I really wanted to watch were, you know, Undertaker come back. And that was
And that was shit. Fucking shit.
That was.
Wait, seriously, what did he say? He just... I'm the Undertaker. Here I am. Look at me. I'm going to say a bunch of vague shit and make you all think I'm returning. And that's probably not going to happen. Fuck you. That was it. That was a dead-on impression of him.
Digging souls.
Yeah, and he said he was digging holes like three times.
Digging holes and taking souls.
He's just talking in circles.
Yeah, that's all you. Yeah,
he sucked.
We had a bet going, though.
Did you?
That if Donald Trump was to come out tonight, that I would... vote for him in the next election.
Why would he? Why would Donald Trump come out?
Wouldn't he?
He's a WWE Hall of Famer.
So. Oh. Why the fuck were they showing Jimmy Fallon in the crowd, too? Who gives a shit?
Because they did some bullshit on the Tonight Show a few nights ago. And they're like, we're coming to your town, Jimmy. This was Triple H.
Okay.
And if we're on your show, you're going to be on our show. It's like, if we're on your show.
Yeah, because Jimmy Fallon is a huge draw.
Big time.
Dude, they could have gotten any of the other talk show hosts that are getting views. That are like, that people are watching.
No, they couldn't have. That's why they got Jimmy Fallon.
I guess you're right about that.
He was the only guy available, I guess.
Yeah, then Elias fucking hit John Cena with a guitar, so that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
That was about...
What a goddamn disappointment.
Disappointing night.
What a waste of 3 hours.
And then fucking Robbie told you my sports news, which pissed me off.
Which was what?
Okay, my sports news is that the UFC, Dana White, is going to let CM Punk come back and have a second fight. And I wanted to tell you so that you would say, fuck that. I was hoping you were going to say, fuck that.
That.
And that bit, then you're bitched about it for a while. But no, Robbie's spoiler alerts and all
that.
Why
do you guys spoil it? It's because it looks like his mustache. That's just what he does.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
Yeah. Oh,
he looks good.
For the listeners, Robbie has a really bad child molester mustache going on. It's
look like my pops.
Yeah, it looks like our dad. How dare you?
Your dad's a child molester?
No, he just looks like one.
Wait, how long? how long you been busting those weeds?
What, this?
Yeah, that shit on your face.
I think since January 1st.
Three weeks to grow that shit.
Well, I had a whole neck beard going on.
Well, let's see it in 3 more months. Then we
just the mustache. Leave the mustache. Oh my God.
Oh man, that's bad. You look awful. You do look. You do look like you're full of white trash.
Thank you.
That's all right.
All right. What else? Was there anything else to talk about with wrestling at all?
Not really. I mean, overall, it was just kind of boring. And I didn't understand the two venues. That was stupid.
They did it in two separate venues. One at the original place where Raw was originally recorded the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And then at a much, much bigger like civic center. Barclays. At the Barclays Center.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they just didn't choose the Manhattan Center. Just went with it, took the hit. Financially, because I think a lot of people would have just buying it because they thought they were going to see these old time stars, and most of them were at the Manhattan.
They're out of fucking TV anyway,
so you're going to watch it on TV.
That's pretty exciting.
As far as news goes for other stuff that's not wrestling stuff.
Oh wait, we're going to hit the news.
I guess so.
All right, let's hit the news.
All right, that was the news.
The news intro.
So,
tell me all. Hey guys, just tell me all about your news.
Okay, so
all about it.
Just hold on.
Same time.
So, they showed like some images from the Ant-Man movie.
Yeah. Oh, I've heard about this,
and it was really cool looking. The design. There's hidden designs on Ant-Man's on his chest. There's like a hidden ant in the armor, and in the Wasp's costume. There's also hidden into the design, there's a Wasp's head, right?
Right.
But all these fucking idiots on the internet, all they can see is a fucking dick, and they're all bitching about it.
Like, does it look like a dick?
It doesn't really look like a dick at all. There's much more dick-like things out there. And it's they're like it kind of looks like a fighter jet. It kind of looks like a dick. It looks like a wasp's head if you look for it.
But are they pissed off about this?
Or? Some people are acting like they're all offended and shit. It's like, fuck you, little bitches. I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get why people are so upset by that. They're like, it, so
our mom was very upset.
So is it just a shaft in like the head?
It's like a shaft and balls, basically. Like her tits would be the balls, and then like her six pack would be like the dick.
So I guess. It's pointed down to the vagina.
Yeah, it's pointed down at,
hot.
Yeah, it's pretty stupid.
Yeah, what are people complaining about?
Yeah.
Anybody know who our North Dakota ambassador is?
Ambassador?
Yeah, the ambassador of North Dakota.
No, who the fuck is that?
Oh, it's freaking Josh Duhamel.
Fuck Josh Duhamel.
I never even heard of that.
Yeah, he's pretty much the mouthpiece. Of North Dakota, because North Dakota's tourism agency has lately announced that they're extending his contract.
Yeah!
As the Peace Garden State's ambassador.
How much does this cost the fucking state?
Well, he's already raked in...
time out. I want Robbie to hear this, because we had a discussion today about North Dakota taxes and where our money's going
to. I'll
feed you guys this. Because...
Okay, so Josh Duhamel, you know who he is? Guy that plays Transformers.
Yeah.
He plays Transformer.
He played which one?
Yep.
Yeah, all of them.
So, Josh Duhamel, that actor, this is what he's getting paid. Tell him.
What do you think is fair?
Okay, what for advertising for your state, you're North Dakotan. If you truly like the state, I mean, you could probably get away with doing like, he makes a shitload of money. I'd say 10 grand.
10 grand?
Wow.
How about 525K?
Fuck that.
That's what he's made since 2013 for all these advertising.
It's great to see those tax dollars. I mean, you know, if Montana was paying taxes in this goddamn state.
Announced he's going to rake in another $365,000.
Money well spent.
For the extension.
I'm glad to see property taxes are going up.
That's what people want. They want the dude from Transformers telling them to come to North Dakota.
Has anyone seen any of these promos?
No. Yeah, they're really well done. I'm not going to dispute that. But my question is, this is an investment. Okay, you got to be smart with your spending. Okay,
right.
So I'm going to spend $500,000 in order to get people to come to North Dakota. Are people coming to North Dakota because
that's
of these
what
ads?
I want to know?
No, are we they're actually fucking not.
Are they coming to North Dakota? I mean, we live in North Dakota. We obviously know where most of our traveling revenue comes from is hunting.
Sure.
Is any of it hunting?
No, I mean, and the ads aren't really geared towards that. He's like dancing around Fargo looking like a dumbass. He's,
I don't want to go to Fargo.
Running through the Badlands and, you know, I mean, it's not really, I don't know. I don't think that this is money well spent.
Huh.
So I was telling Elijah this yesterday, East Coast Comic Con in New Jersey, the founder of it, Cliff Galbraith, he went on Facebook and he writes, "I turned down Kevin Sorbo for East Coast Comic Con. He's friends with Sean Hannity. I just can't do it." So this guy who is trying to get people to come to his Comic-Con just turned down a big star. Like, not a big star, but
yeah, I'd say.
But as far as people who go to Comic-Cons,
yeah,
a lot of them look forward to seeing Kevin Sorbo from Hercules and some of the other stuff he's done. I think he was...
God's not dead. That's what I'm going to go see him for.
Anyway, so this guy is turning away Kevin Sorbo because he's friends with a douchebag? I mean... I don't like Sean Hannity neither, but I wouldn't
Nobody
be like,
does,
I
right.
wouldn't be like, I wouldn't be like, well, just because you know this dude, you can't come to my thing now. It's like, that's pretty dumb.
That would be like,
I hope the East Coast Comic Con fails miserably and this dude loses a buttload of money.
Let's get Kevin Sorbo at the library.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Okay. So
in the basement.
I don't know how big this Comic-Con is, but if Kevin Sorbo is like one of your bigger
Kevin Sorbo
bigger
said
draws,
he's never even heard of it. He's like, I've never heard of these guys, so it can't be that big.
I was going to say, like, that doesn't seem... But that is a douchebag thing to do.
Is a dickbag, man. I mean, like...
And he probably hasn't. It was probably, like, through an agency that he goes through where they are trying to book events for him.
Right.
You know? Yeah. Right. And then he was turned down, so they're like, all right, fuck it.
Fuck
whatever.
It.
Was we'll he in Battlestar the next one? Was he in Battlestar Galactica or no, like a Stargate so. Or something like that?
Xenoloid. Yeah, he was in Hercules.
Well, I know he was in Hercules, but he has been in shit since then. That's no,
he's,
been off the
he's
air
been
forever.
In Hercules. I think and that's he will it. Always be Hercules.
He is like
he's riding that.
That is
the
what
rest
he
of
is,
his
man.
Life.
Do you, I got casting news here.
Hello,
they are
listeners.
Going to they're going to do a Duke Nukem movie.
Really?
Yeah, they were thinking about casting this one guy. So John Cena as Duke Nukem.
Oh, what awesome. Really?
Yeah, that was huh. No. That's who they're talking to him about it. It hasn't happened yet, but that'd be awesome.
He's got the body type for it, you know. If he wanted to look, you know, had the look of Duke Nukem, but. I don't. I don't.
He's got the dumb haircut.
He's like got the dumb haircut. Top. He's got. But I don't know if he's got like the ability to swear like Duke Nukem and to talk dirty like Duke Nukem.
I think
maybe
he would
after
be able
a
to.
Heel turn. I but I don't know if he would like to do something like that. I don't know. It's pretty cool.
It certainly isn't geared towards kids, so that'd be kind of cool.
Fuck
and
yeah!
That new movie's coming up.
Oh yeah, where he does the butt chugging. Yeah. I think we were talking.
Oh yeah,
we were talking
so
about
I
that.
Think he'll probably be okay with a little bit of swearing. We have other casting news. I told this one to Elijah yesterday. Ron Cephas Jones is in talks to play the wizard in Shazam, the Shazam movie.
Okay.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He's the. You ever watch that that TV show This Is Us? I watched a little bit of it and then I gave up. I quit.
He's the black guy, right?
Yeah, he's the old gay black dude. Yeah, that guy.
He was in People vs. OJ.
Okay,
that guy's awesome.
Dude, he fucking is great. He played played the prosecution in that. It fucking he was great.
We were
I liked him a lot.
Yeah, we were talking about this yesterday. We had a podcast me and Elijah did yesterday that I don't know, the files got corrupted, so you'll never ever hear it, which. Kind of stinks.
Or will we?
But it's still on my thing. I just can't bounce it down. Whatever.
Fine. Anyway, so Mark Strong is going to play Dr. Savannah in the Shazam movie. And we were really happy with that. Mark Strong is a really, really good bad guy. He's really good at everything.
He's
good, really
good
as a bad guy.
Cool.
And he's been in, like, we're just talking the other day, like a bunch of comic book movies.
Yeah, he was in Kick-Ass. He was
the head villain
in Kick-Ass in the first one.
Kevin
Kingsman.
Yeah, Kingsman.
He's in that.
Nicolas Cage was also in.
Taylor, sometimes you're so dumb. I think that if you fell into a barrel full of boobies, you'd come out sucking your thumb.
Oh, if anybody's watched a new movie too, when we get to any movie reviews.
Yeah.
I forgot that I watched a Nick Cage movie recently.
I hope it was good.
It was awesome.
Cool.
Yeah.
As awesome as a Nick Cage movie can be.
Right, right. I just want to throw up here the announcement for the Razzies has been up. The Razzie Awards.
There's that one
have you
chick
heard of
that Jennifer Lawrence, she got
nominated
for hasn't she?
Worst actress, a mother.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What?
Really?
I haven't seen the movie, but...
I thought Aronofsky was going to get all sorts of nods for that. Jennifer Lawrence did... What the fuck did she do wrong in that?
I don't know. That okay, movie was... I'll tell you the other worst actresses. Okay. Katherine Heigl from Unforgettable.
People don't like her.
Dakota Johnson, 50 Shades Darker, Jennifer Lawrence, Tyler Perry.
Hey,
wait. He's for worst actress?
Yeah. Wait. Let's go back to the Dakota Fanning one. What do you call that
Dakota
one?
Dakota Johnson. 50 Shades Darker.
Okay. So did you guys see the tagline for this movie?
No.
We're about to reach the climax. No joke. I'm like, look at this movie poster, and I'm like.
I've seen the preview like 50 times. It looks hotter. The hottest one that's been out.
Oh, my God.
For worst picture, Baywatch.
I
saw it. It was funny, but
not
whatever it is.
According to
it
these
is.
Guys.
What was Tom Cruise nominated for?
Nothing.
The Mummy.
The Mummy?
Oh, what?
All right.
Yeah.
That's an all right
worst
movie.
Actor and the Mummy for Worst Picture.
Would the Razzie Award be taller than Tom Cruise?
That's what other ones are in for Worst Picture? Because I'm going to tell you straight up. It was 47
okay.
meters down. It was by far the worst movie.
The Emoji Movie.
You didn't see that, didn't so see how that could one. You say that one
50
was...
Shades Darker... The Mummy and Transformers: The Last Night.
Wow, I wonder if I wonder if it had to meet a certain budget for it to be a Razzie, to get a Razzie,
right?
That's what I'm wondering, because there were some like much worse movies, but I'm wondering if it had to either make a certain dollar amount,
it must be,
or if it like had a certain budget.
Well, Geely didn't make a certain dollar amount. It didn't make any money. That got nominated for a bunch of Razzies.
What the fuck?
Well, yeah, because 47 Meters Down was by far the worst movie I saw last
week. I thought it was hot when you closed your eyes.
And then for other actors, Tom Cruise, yeah. Johnny Depp for Pirates. the guy from 50 Shades Darker, Zac Efron, Baywatch, Mark Wahlberg for Daddy's Home 2 and Transformers.
And Transformers. Wow. He's up there. He's going to win that one.
Does anybody ever come to accept these awards?
Yes. Somebody did a few years ago, and she acted like it was a huge honor, even though she knew it wasn't.
Halle Berry.
Yeah, Halle Berry.
Catwoman.
And yeah, she acted like it was a huge honor. She actually had a pretty good sense of humor about it.
That's right. Good. That's good.
I think Carrot Top won one for like chairman of the board.
I love that movie.
You would love that movie. I've never seen it, but
do you remember that movie?
I do.
I think like at the time, it's possible I could have liked it because I liked a lot of Pauly Shore movies.
Oh yeah,
so you like dumb shit. I liked.
You would definitely like this one then.
No, I'm guarantee I wouldn't like it now. But had I been.
You'd still like it.
Then maybe.
Hey, so do you know Monique?
Yeah,
she's an actress and she's a stand-up comedian. Do you know who she is?
I probably would know her if I saw her.
And
I didn't even know she was a comedian.
This is the thing. Elijah didn't even know she was a stand-up comedian. She is calling for people to boycott Netflix because they only want to pay her for her special she wants to do. They want to pay her $500,000, right? She's like, well, Dave Chappelle got paid like $20 million and Amy Schumer got paid $11 million and all this stuff. I don't even really like Amy Schumer, but I can admit people are going to watch that, right?
Right.
Nobody knows that Monique is a stand-up comedian.
I don't even know who she is.
You don't even know who she is.
You know her if you saw her. You don't recognize her. I mean, she looks familiar.
But nobody's like going out of their way to watch her comedy.
I see she's throwing out the gender and the race thing.
Oh, she's throwing out gender and race, yep, and she's making all the... It has nothing to do with that. It's just that nobody wants to watch your dumb jokes.
Time out. Let me just put this into perspective. Okay, let's say the Vexed, okay, that's a band we play in, wants to play a show, okay, and we demand a rider, you know, and on that rider we get... all the food and all the booze and everything that we want.
They're going to turn you down because nobody's going to come.
$10,000.
Yeah.
So it's a little ridiculous to add, to try to equate yourself to somebody that's much more popular.
Yeah, that's like saying, that's like saying your band, The Vex, if they didn't give you that stuff, saying like,
everybody needs to boycott the Silver Dome because they won't even book us.
You guys would have paid like an actual like a famous nationwide band, you know, right. This much money.
That's weird.
That's dumb.
You got it.
She needs to shut it.
And especially if Amy, I don't understand how she's throwing like a race or a gender thing in if Amy Schumer.
Because Amy Schumer's white.
Oh, I suppose.
Yeah. But Dave Chappelle's black.
But he's not also a male. Black. Jesus Christ. Keep up here.
Well, I know, but like
we—I
watched the cat. I watched the Cat Williams comedy special.
How was it?
It's awful. 10 minutes in, I just turned it off. It's all he does is talk about the town that he's in. He's in Jacksonville, Florida. He doesn't live there. He's just there talking about it. It's like, dude, these jokes are probably killing in Jacksonville, but up here in North Dakota, I don't get what you're talking about. It's not funny.
It doesn't translate.
Not really.
I watched him. He was in that movie we saw. What was it? With the dads. They're trying to find their dads.
Oh, Father Figures.
Father Figures. He was really funny in that, actually.
Oh, yeah?
And I don't care much for Cat Williams, but he was really funny.
You know
what
he was really funny in? This? What I seen him in that was really funny?
What's that?
That video of that 13-year-old kicking his ass. I thought that was pretty funny.
That was the best.
Oh, God damn it.
He was good in that.
He was. He was great.
I don't think he meant to be good, but he was good. He did well.
Oh, I see.
Who else was really good? The guy who wrote Johnny Be Good. What's his name again?
Johnny Brown.
Sure.
Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry.
I was way off.
His video, that audio thing where he farts in a hooker's mouth.
What?
You can smell my fart. Did you ever hear about that?
No.
My favorite. That's hilarious. My favorite video, okay? And I think Bill Burr was talking about it on one of his podcasts, but it's a video with Chuck Berry playing with John Lennon. Okay. And Yoko is in the background. Yoko Ono, right?
Yeah.
She's in the background and she's just...
Oh, God.
And Chuck Berry is just playing. He's like, what the fuck is going on? That's my favorite Chuck Berry. It's hilarious.
All right.
That's it for news on my end.
Boom. We hit the news. What do you got for sports, Cole, that we didn't already cover?
Sports? Your Vikings. We're doing this podcast here in Robbie's dumb kitchen because you had to go watch your dumb Vikings get their asses handed to them last night. What, you know, comment? You going to sit there with that dumb look on your face?
I went down to Shields with him today, and I wanted to get him a bring it home shirt. Nope. I was going to buy it, and he's like...
That was rough. That was rough. Actually, it was
7-38?
It was. It was 38 unanswered points, and the Vikings just got the asses kicked. And I'm not okay with it. It sucks, but I'm better with that than, let's say, if they were ahead the entire game, then they blew it at the end, like in traditional Vikings fashion. So, I mean, I will say that that's a little better. Like, that's the tiniest of the silver lining that I can come up with, but... It was a disappointment.
At least their home field gets to be in the Super Bowl.
At least the home field gets to be there. That's true. Minneapolis made it, boys. They sure did. And the Sharks, Cole, are now in second place in the Pacific Division. I don't know where the Wild sit, but they're doing pretty well, I heard.
Shut up.
About as well as the Vikings at this point in the venture.
I think they're a game out from making the
Stanley Cup Finals.
No, playoffs.
Oh, the playoffs. Okay. So I think that's all for the sports news, Cole. If that's all you had.
Yeah.
You're the sports guy.
That's about it. Let's move on to dude celebrities.
Okay.
All right. So
who died?
Who died this week?
We'll put Zombie in the background.
Sure.
Zombie. Hey.
Dolores O'Riordan.
God damn, that was sad.
Passed away at the age of
46.
46.
That sounds right.
And just came out this week too with Tom Petty about the accidental overdose
of Tom Petty.
Yeah.
So, really?
I think it was what, fentanyl or something like that.
I think it was painkillers and shit.
What?
Yeah.
Austin told us about that today.
I didn't hear that. You got to talk in the mic though.
Oh, yeah. Austin told us about that today.
About what?
Tom Petty. OD.
But he won't back down. Is that
actually, you mean he won't get up.
I just wonder, like, as he's taking the drugs, is that going through his mind? Like, do any of their songs go through their minds before they die?
Well, that's probably why.
It was an accidental.
I mean, like, I'll back down. Fuck this, yeah.
Keep going.
I'll take more.
Take some more.
What do you think the last thing to go through Kurt Cobain's mind was?
Probably.
I think it was a shotgun shell.
Well, that's really dark, dude.
Yeah, well, Robbie's laughing.
I had a joke about, you know, when they had that happy version of the. Did I tell you that joke?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Well, you know, they had that happy version of the song. It smells like Teen Spirit. And I'm like, man, if only Kurt would have written songs like this, he probably wouldn't have killed.
Oh, you did tell me that.
Actually, Robbie told me that one.
Was it?
All right, anyway, sorry. She died at the age of 46. Terrible. We don't know yet. She was found in her hotel room.
Sounds like suicide, though, yeah? Is that what they were speculating? I had heard something like that, but maybe it was drugs.
I don't know. I haven't heard anything.
Actually. But I know she was in the middle of recording some new stuff.
I've also heard she was dealing with a lot of back pain, though, throughout a lot of her... these later years.
Okay.
Which could insinuate
some sort of
drug.
Mm-hmm.
Something. Accidental overdose, I guess. Mix which I don't really together. Get. Like, I think an overdose is an overdose. I mean, like...
I think what they mean by accidental, like Heath Ledger.
Yeah, but like purposely overdose. It would not be a suicide.
Right, but I wonder if like... I know... Well, that's a good point. I see what you're saying. Zombie! Zombie! Hey! Hey!
Hold on. So Edwin Hawkins also died this past week. He was 74 years old. He was a multiple Grammy-winning gospel musician. He sang that song, "Oh Happy Day, Oh Happy Day, Oh Happy Day." We can't even get our clapping together.
You can't even sing it.
Yeah, I suck.
No, Cole, we all suck.
Yeah.
So
Anyway, we all should have pitched he's dead. In there, though.
What's that?
If we all pitched in, it could have been really magical.
We could have harmonized. Could have harmonized like heavenly
yeah, too
angels.
Bad the moment's
angels.
Over. Anyone else die? No? Good.
The Skull Chance died.
The what?
The Skull Chance.
Fuck you, Rob.
the Vikings, Vikings okay. Super Bowl hopes.
I never heard this term. What the fuck is that?
Okay.
S-K-O-L.
Show him.
Show me.
Show him.
Okay, okay.
Tell
him
what it means.
So when it started, there was this thing where these... Remember I showed you the fight song last week? Where they're like, Skull, Vikings, let's win this game. Skull, Vikings.
Yes, he was remember.
Okay, so Skull. S-K-O-L. It means cheers in Icelandic or Norwegian. Or no, it is Icelandic, I believe. Mm-hmm. Icelandic. Okay. Like Viking. Like, it means cheers. Okay. Like, you take a drink out of this bowl, from what I was reading about, and you pass it to the guy next to you, and you say, Skull.
Like Dilly Dilly. Like with a Budweiser. So,
hey, Dilly Dilly? Is that what those dudes were meaning?
No! Fuck that. It's like, it's a new what's up. No.
I thought these guys were talking about something else. I always left in a hurry. If it was just offering a beer, I told you to stay longer.
Oh.
Dilly Dilly.
But there's no beer.
Oh. What?
There's no beer. Sorry.
Oh.
Nothing here.
Why are Philadelphia's Eagles fans punching horses in faces?
Dude.
Because they're awesome.
Okay. The Philadelphia fans, and I hope we get some listeners out of this, are cunts.
You're just mad because they beat your Vikings.
No, I'm not. Okay. So there's this 99-year-old woman. Her name is Millie something or another, right?
Yeah.
And she's a big Vikings fan. She's been her whole life, and they were talking about her on last week's broadcast. They showed a picture of her, showed a video of her in the stands, and she was talking with the commissioner, Roger Goodell.
Gave her free tickets.
Gave her free tickets to the games. Like, you're a Vikings fan, lifelong, well, 77, or when did the Vikings come about? Anyway, since the Vikings have been there.
So he gave her, like, a four-year pass.
Right, right.
No,
so,
he gave her Super Bowl tickets.
Right, so she got this stuff, right? So the Philadelphia Eagles fans... we're marching in the streets last night just chanting, fuck Millie. This 99-year-old woman. And it's like,
why do you think, why would you call him cunts for that? That's hilarious.
Because it's a cunty thing
That's
to do.
That's a very cunty thing to do.
I mean, and I should show you the video because it's the sweetest thing of her like, she's like, I'm praying for, you know, she's got her Minnesota accent and she's like, I'm praying for the Vikings that they do well this week. But if you don't, you're still my favorite team and blah, blah, blah. And then you got these fucking Eagles. Right? Fuck you, Millie. Fuck you.
It's caused such an outroar that I was reading this thing. He's a lifelong Vikings fan and he's wanting to have people boycott Amazon because they're planning on building their headquarters in Philadelphia.
Jesus.
He's like, they just treated us like trash after that game.
Yeah, well,
that was just not very nice.
City of brotherly love, I guess.
Yeah.
Fucking assholes.
So buy more stuff from Amazon, I guess. Is my message.
I would like to see video of a dude punching a horse in the face.
So. And they were greasing up the poles too. Did you hear about that too?
I heard about
the light
that.
Poles. They were Criscoing them up so the people wouldn't climb them after the game. Yeah, it's crazy.
It's funny.
Fucked up Eagles fans, man.
Okay, so that was my question. Taylor just
answered.
See,
boom.
Did you see any movies?
Yeah, week? Let's do some movie reviews.
All right. Just sing it. I'll sing it out loud.
Go to the movies. Let's go see some stars.
Is Colton here? No.
Welcome to this grand illusion. Podcasters with some delusion. Hey, it's Taylor's movie reviews. Man, we sang that one awesomely.
Yes, we did.
Too bad we couldn't sing "Oh Happy Day."
Let me ask
awesomely.
You a question. Let me start off. Guillermo del Toro. We got to go to his museum and his exhibit
last
summer.
Awesome.
And we got to see one of his movies this weekend called The Shape of Water.
Looks amazing. Is it pretty amazing?
Dude, it is so fucking cool. It was so well done, well shot. Everything about that movie I loved.
Was Hellboy in this movie?
May as well have been.
Right.
Because that fish guy, right? There's a fish guy in Hellboy.
Abe.
I thought it was the same guy. It's not even the same guy.
It's weird because it is a Guillermo movie too.
Yes, it is. Let me ask you something, though.
I'm
going to spoil
right?
it a tiny bit.
Okay.
Just a tiny bit.
Spoil it. It's fine.
Okay. So, you guys ever see the movie Splice?
No.
Yeah.
With Brody, right? Adrian Brody?
Yeah. And
he creates this creature, right? This female.
And then he fucks it.
Okay, but.
Okay, if you're going to create anything, you're going to fuck it.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
But you know, in that movie, you're like, he's not going to fuck this. He's not going to fuck it. And then he fucks that thing, right? That was my thought throughout this movie. Was she discovers this creature, and it's like, she's not gonna fuck this thing. She's not gonna fuck this thing. And she fucked that thing. It's like, what the fuck?
That is awesome.
I mean, and it was, it's definitely one of those things. And I think Cole and Robbie and people that are not, Elijah, you and I, we're in tune with our sensitive side.
Yeah, of course.
And you and I can see love beyond bounds.
Yeah,
I mean, love with no bounds. I know Robbie and Cole, they stop at fish people.
Right.
Fish people.
But you and I, we can see that.
Well, like I said, if you're going to create something...
Dude,
or whatever.
You had a kid. This kind of talk is scaring me. I mean, you made that.
Oh, hit
you made
the
that.
Oh, shit.
God damn it, that fucking hurt.
You all right, Taylor?
Yeah, I got it.
What'd you do?
Hit my head on this thing.
You hit your head on that thing.
Oh,
well, anyway. Is that thing okay?
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. I don't know.
All right.
So anyway.
Moving on.
But anyway, so. We're in touch. Other sensitive side. So anyway, Shannon, Michael Shannon played General Zod. You don't know that guy.
Wait, no. Yeah.
General Zod in the new Super Man of Steel.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he's awesome.
He's fucking great in this movie.
He's fucking awesome in everything.
Just a fucking bad guy in this. Did a fantastic job. Really, really enjoyed the shit out of this movie. We'll give it like maybe a 4.2.
It's got the Oscar talk for picture wise.
Easily.
Possibly director.
And like I said, this year for the Oscars is going to be really cool because I think we're going to see a lot of movies that traditionally aren't in talks for it.
Get Out is in talks.
But Robbie, you were saying that...
Isn't that weird?
Right, but you were talking about Key.
Yeah, Key was really upset at the Golden Globes because they won it. They won Best Picture for Best Musical or Comedy. And he was pissed. He's like, well, you might as well give me the Best Documentary because that's what it is. So he was pissed. He was like,
"Why?
Really
why do you saw? Was that a comedy to you?
It was not a comedy.
There were funny parts to it, but
there
the only
parts
literally the
chuckle.
Only funny parts were came from that one TSA agent. Those were the only funny parts.
Yeah, and maybe the dad a little bit just on like his dumb comments, like,
right?
Like, oh, I would have voted Obama a third time if I could, you know?
Right, but I mean, other than that, it wasn't like supposed to be funny.
No, it wasn't.
So what the fuck?
Yeah, that's really stupid.
But this one, like I said, Get Out's up there. I heard Logan was up for nomination.
Logan has potential. I don't think it's gonna.
Wonder Woman.
Has Wonder Woman, I would hope. But I don't know. I don't see it up there. Maybe for effects, but even then I think it's going to be... Planet of the Apes. Possibly that one, maybe Star Wars.
For Best Picture?
No.
Oh.
For effects.
Oh, right.
That.
Okay. Gotcha,
but that's where I think Wonder Woman might fall in. I don't think it'll go in the Best Picture. No. Best Picture, probably something like that. Three Billboards.
Yeah.
Lady Bird.
I don't know about that one. I can't. If that one seriously gets it, I'm going to be really pissed because it wasn't that great of a movie.
It wasn't?
I mean, it was good, but it wasn't that great.
But, you know, these types of movies is probably...
I get that.
...going to be up there. But Get Out, maybe.
That'd be cool. I'd love to see movies in there that don't traditionally belong. But this one, The Shape of Water, I mean, it was super well done. And I would really hope that, you know, at least like, that could be Best Picture just because of how it was done. But
so I watched this movie called Mom and Dad. Now, I watched this trailer, and if we were at Studio A, I'd probably just play the trailer.
Sure.
But we're not. We're at Studio C.
Oof.
And
it's rough.
The equipment here blows. Yeah. But, so, Nick Cage,
Selma Hayek?
No. What's her name? I thought it was Selma.
Penelope Cruz.
Nope. She was...
The chick from Modern Family.
She was in... Blair?
Which project?
Selma Blair? Is that her name? Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. You don't know her? All right. She's an actress.
Sounds familiar.
She was in a movie.
Selma Blair.
They're both in this Mom and Dad movie. And it's sort
here
of...
some Selma Blair selections.
Oh, it's a horror movie.
Yeah. It looked good. I saw the previews for it on DirecTV.
Okay. So the description was Nicolas Cage is like let off the chain or something like that. And yeah, he's Nicolas Cage at... His
weirdest
Nicolas Cage's deep.
That's the best time to watch him, in my opinion.
Yeah. And this weird, like, static kind of thing will come through, like, airwaves or whatever, either radio or TV. And it only works with parents or, like, if you have a kid and apparently put something in your mind where you just have to kill your kid. So
nice.
Yeah.
Are like, you waiting for that?
What's that?
Are you waiting for the brain thing to go into your head?
Well, yeah. So far, you guys are like, you're going to fuck the kid or you're going to kill him. So
I didn't want to
just not bring up like,
I was just like, I was thinking, there's room for a dumb joke here. I'll let Taylor say it.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
You guys.
Go on.
It's a crazy fun movie. It's
Netflix, did you say?
What's it called again?
No, it's just now available for rent. I think it went straight to
What's it called?
Mom and Dad.
It sounds kind of awesome. I think Philip DeFranco was talking about that on his podcast last week because it's so goddamn crazy when he described it to me.
As
you were talking about it, I started remembering it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So parents going after their kids like at the school and stuff and just chasing them down. But if they
some people are afraid of them
because almost like they're zombies. But when they see you, they just act normal. It's like their impulse was only to kill their kid.
Their own kid.
Right.
Nice.
Yeah. Or kids. And yeah, it's pretty fun. I like movies like that.
Is it lighthearted?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So it's not
but
like
it's violent.
Right. Yeah. So they're definitely killing kids in this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except he didn't get to see a baby die.
Is it because they were eating Tide Pods?
That didn't make any sense. Explain.
No, he said it was the TVs are putting their.
Oh, brains. The TVs. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Not the Tide Pods.
No, I thought that the kids were eating Tide Pods, and those are those things are fucking expensive.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Did you get beat as a child for eating a Tide Pod?
They didn't even have those back then. We just drank regular old laundry.
When you were kids, that was the punishment. You said bad things, and then they put soap in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And if they still did that, people wouldn't be putting soap in their mouth.
That's right.
But
that ever happened to you?
Like, yeah, really? Fuck yeah, man. I think it happened to my brother, too, and I think he threw it up. Because she put the liquid soap in his mouth.
I play this for you guys, but I want to play this for the guys in the podcast. The listeners on the podcast. I've got a buddy out there. He's doing a new challenge. If everybody wants to participate in the good jolly fun, here it is.
I came up with a new challenge, online challenge, internet challenge for teenagers. It's for straight boys. So it's called the dick sucking challenge, where you suck one of your best friend's dicks and film it and put it online.
So if everybody wants to,
Taylor asked me if I wanted to do that challenge with him. I'm like, no, Taylor, I don't want to do that challenge with you.
Yeah, but you're like, because we're not best friends, though.
That too.
Were you and Elijah do it?
No. No, he doesn't got that many Facebook friends.
Well, here's the thing. It's a good, clean family fun. It's safe. You're not going to die if you do it, necessarily, even though it's cottage age or something, but that's really, really slim chances of that happening. So since this is like a
what was that audio of Chuck Berry ripping ass?
I can't even understand it.
What does he say? How does he say it?
Yeah, it's just you can smell my fart.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
It's really weird. Like I think it's an FBI. Audio when they're trying to like bug his place
for why? Because he was doing, you know, if you want to do that in your own home with your own prostitute that you paid for, you should be able to do.
They're
that.
Probably looking into other things for him, not hookers.
Oh, okay, yeah. I see how it is.
Anyhow, I don't know what else do we got here tonight.
I think that was it.
That's it. Anybody wants to take a challenge with me this week? Feel free to. all my straight boys here.
Right.
I'll call Josh Winter to give you a call.
That'd be great. That'd be fantastic. I'm actually going to post that on Josh's wall.
All right.
That's what I'm going to do. So for this week's crazy, awesome edition of Comic Cancuzzi, I'm Taylor Billings.
I'm Elijah Kirby.
And I'm Cole White.
We got a special guest. You forgot to say goodbye to a special guest. Oh, Robbie.
When you say special, you know exactly what I mean.
That's Robbie Billings there. Oh, wait. Robbie doesn't want us to use his real name either.
Reverse Oreo.
Bookie Bob.
Bookie Bob.
That's been calling him Robbie the entire podcast.
No, but he doesn't want to be like Rob B.
Rob B.
Yeah, it's Rob B.
Rob B. Oh, okay.
Hey, it all works. All right, have a good week.